It's Alistair Burns, and I'm here with Jane Davis from the Royal United Hospital in Bath. Jane is the dementia matron in the hospital. Jane, I've just had a fantastic tour of the hospital and seen the great work that's been going on. From your point of view as matron, what would you say were the key things for the care of people with dementia in a hospital like this?
I think it's very important for all staff to be aware of patients who attend the hospital with dementia. Obviously, the number of people that we're seeing is rising year on year with dementia. Our population is growing older, so the prevalence is increasing. So it's becoming everybody's business to understand how they can best treat patients who come in with dementia and provide them with a good experience, and also their carers with a really good experience, whether that be the portering staff, the nursing staff, or the medical staff. I think it's very important that that's across the board.
I know here you've got the unique initiative of the Charter Mark, and it's been a pleasure to see some of the wards where that's been awarded. Where did that idea come from, and what's the good thing for you about the Charter Mark?
I think that the Charter Mark is actually an idea of Chris's, which has come about through the Dementia Strategy Group. The Charter Mark is 17 standards which come under very simple headings of the environment or nutrition and hydration, about respecting and providing dignity for people, and for training as well. The standards, as I said, are relatively basic standards that actually we should apply to all our patients, regardless of whether they've got dementia or not. And if we can get it right for some of the most challenging patients that we come across, then we should be able to get it right for everybody. Obviously, having the knowledge to support that is worth a fortune, really.
Right. That's very helpful. And the Chris you refer to is Dr. Chris Dyer. Absolutely. Who I'll be interviewing next, so we can go on to that. But finally, if you were to say one thing, Jane, that you felt had really been something to transform the care and the attitude of people with dementia in the Royal United Hospital, what would that be?
I think since I've been doing the work with people with dementia, what I've found is that there has been this enormous enthusiasm across the Trust from all manner of people who see this as part of their work and are really very interested in improving the care that they provide to patients with dementia and the patient experience, and that has been phenomenal.
Jane, thank you very much. I've had a great visit to the hospital, and all credit to you and your colleagues for everything that's been done. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much.